Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely experience a mix of weather where we go from rainy conditions this weekend into a drier weather mode for next week. The majority of the precipitation that occurs, though, is going to be significant for many areas across the region. We expect to see rain totals most significant today in hard red winter wheat country, but also will develop across portions of the Delta as well. And the precipitation in both areas could end up 1 to 3 inches in some cases. Some of this rain will lift to the north across the Midwest as we go forward through the day tomorrow and on Sunday. We do expect to see quite a bit of rain work its way through the lower eastern portions of the Midwest, including most locations from Iowa and Missouri, straight eastward to southern Michigan and portions of Ohio and Kentucky. Rain totals in these areas will run from 3/10 of an inch to an inch. There'll be some localized 1 to 2 inch amounts. The precipitation obviously will set back field work. Now, the majority of the precipitation is going to hold off, though, until we get into the nighttime hours tonight for areas from Iowa and Illinois into parts of Ohio and Michigan. So today will be a good day of field work in most of these areas. The precipitation that occurs on Saturday and Sunday will be widespread, and field work will come to a halt. Starting early next week, though, we'll see generally dry weather occurring across the Midwest. I don't expect to see another chance for precipitation to occur until a frontal system drops in from Canada. This backdoor front, or southward moving front, will likely bring some shower activity with it. This will occur primarily on Tuesday into Wednesday across the Great Lakes region, and probably Wednesday into Thursday in the lower Ohio River Basin area. Moisture totals with this event are not going to be very great, running from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch at the absolute most. Most locations will be less than 2 tenths of an inch, and the precipitation will be fast enough moving that disruptions to farming activity should be relatively brief. Now, once that has passed, colder air will pour back across the Midwest, and that raises the next issue that we have to watch for. Since this is going to take place late next week, we have plenty of time to see this air mass change in its character, but early indications today suggest that frost might be possible across the Great Lakes region, maybe reaching down as far south as northern Indiana, northeastern Illinois, and parts of central Ohio at the end of next week, a week from now. So we'll need to watch that. It's too soon to get specific about its potential impact, but we'll continue to monitor the situation over the weekend. Now, once that frontal system pushes through and the dry, cool air is in place, it will not rain again in the Midwest for a while. The frontal system will become stationary out to the south of most of the region and will come back northward as a warm front in the plains and southwestern Corn Belt as we get into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. At that point, we'll start seeing rain returning to Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and parts of western Iowa. Our temperatures are going to be cooling down for a little while, and we'll see that take place over the late weekend and the first part of next week. Nothing too terribly cold, but we will see highs slipping back into the range of 50s and 60s across the northern parts of the Midwest for a little while, and then highs in the south will be a bit warmer, probably 50s and 60s. Warming will occur towards the early to middle part of next week, and the highs will at that time get back into some 60 and 70 degree readings and probably be warmest just ahead of that frontal system that comes through during midweek. After that midweek frontal system passes through, the highs will fall back into upper 60s and lower 70s across a big part of the Midwest with some 50-degree readings in the Great Lakes region. And again, that risk of frost might develop across the Great Lakes. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.